This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Are we losing value in miles the longer we hold on to them? I can't say no. I think it's yes. Because these other names that are coming out here, like Trey Hendrickson's still a good player, and he's cheaper. So if you're the Eagles, why do I need to give up two first-round picks? If you're the Commanders, why do I need to give up two first-round picks? I can give up a second or a third, maybe a second. But he's 30. So probably a third. You're telling me I can give up a third-round pick and pay some money to Trey Hendrickson instead of, oh, the most expensive non-quarterback is what Miles would be made. This Max Crosby deal, that's where that sets the table at. So you're looking at Miles, who's probably going to want more money than Max Crosby.
And giving up two first-round picks. Yes, he's got that. That's the hard part about this.
Like, that's the beauty of us not being the Bengals is that money. The Browns don't care about paying great what they think are great players, because there's another guy making a lot of money that's not good. They don't care about paying what they think are great players a lot of money. Well, Miles is a great player.
Would you assume that Miles fully understood the market, him and his team? Like, we don't think they did something hasty here, right?
They didn't just one day say,
I don't like this plan, let's go to the market.
It's clutch. I can't say it's because it's been proven. Because I think that Miles,
it's been proven in a different sport. It hasn't been proven in football.
Well, who's his agent again? Why can't I mention her? It's the...
I don't have the name offhand.
Okay, that's fair about it's been proven in another sport. What are the other football players that are represented by Clutch, or did they just dive into football? You might have a point.
But you see what I'm asking, because Miles doesn't strike me as somebody who, although I was about to say, doesn't do something emotionally here, and he has one of the most
emotional
incidents in the history of the NFL.
If he didn't make that decision emotionally, then he has the brain of a serial killer, and I don't ever want to be around him again.
They have Jalen Hurts, they have DeAndre Hopkins, Odell. Although
DeAndre Hopkins has been... okay. Jalen Hurts is good. I mean, both of those guys have been good. Odell, I got nothing against Odell. Okay, so a little bit of a mixed bag there, wouldn't you say? A little bit.
But so what do we do with this information if we all are in agreement then that, yeah, because there's these other guys that could be on the market that are going to be way cheaper and are very productive? What do we do with that information from a Browns perspective? Like, okay, are the Browns telling him, like, dude, the market...
From a Browns fan perspective? Because I think if you're the team, you go, hey, Miles, the market has changed from what you thought a month ago even. Can we talk again?
Do you...
Can we figure this out?
I hate to ask more questions to try to find an answer, but here we go. Do you or do you not think that the Browns have a contract ready for Miles?
I assume they did.
Yeah. Okay, you assume that they do. Okay, so if you're Andrew Berry... You call up his agent. You call him up. Miles, here's the situation. Trey Hendrickson's out there. Joey Bosa's out there. I'm sure this is not exactly what they're saying, but I got to do this for radio purposes. These guys are out there. We're not going to get the price we need for you. Okay? If we let you go, the cap hit, again, is so bad that we have to officially raise the white flag. I can't do that. I can't allow that to happen. All right? So the price has to be through the roof. These guys are going to be cheaper options for these football teams. You say you want to play for a contender. The contenders are going to take other people. They're going to look at cheaper options. Maybe not necessarily younger, but they're going to look at cheaper options to help them out. And they already have their defenses set. Or we have a contract ready to go right now that'll make you the highest paid player in the NFL. Stick with us. This fan base loves you. This team loves you. This organization needs you and loves you. Miles, you're beloved here. Come on. We have time. Think about it. Because the more names that are out there that end up happening by next week, I think that that market changes. And again, am I giving up, if I'm one of these other teams, the Max Crosby deal? We didn't talk that much about the Max Crosby deal after Joey Bosa and after Trey Hendrickson yesterday. It needs to be talked about because you're not just giving up now two first-round picks. You will make Miles the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL is what you'll do. If you're Philadelphia that doesn't want to do that, or if you're Washington that maybe could or would, really doesn't when you have these other options that are out there.
Well, and the other part of this is I guarantee the Browns told Miles, like, here, first of all, we can't trade you before June because we can't operate as a football team if we do that. And I imagine, like, Miles has to have some understanding of that part of it. But I'm wondering, what happens? Does Miles go back to the Browns and say, well, now now the market for me is suppressed? Is he angry about it because they didn't do something? Like, I have no idea until we hear from Miles again, which I know fans do not want to necessarily hear from Miles again after what happened last time. Until we hear from him again, like, I do wonder, will the Browns churn out some leaks, you know, in some capacity to help everybody understand where we're at? Because this is a lot more complicated than I think even I thought it was. When it first happened, I'm like, oh, God, they have to trade him. They have to trade him. But when you get into the details of it, like we are right now, when we're talking ourselves through it, this is a lot more difficult than I think we thought it was at the time.
Jim Correa on Twitter, 216-474-0092. Do you believe that we should be more in the market to trade Miles? Because the longer we hold on to him, I think that the drier that the market gets.
So maybe the
for
Browns,
Miles Garrett.
Maybe that's
good for fans. Maybe that's good for the Browns.
And maybe, even though I can continue to make the argument that it does make sense to trade Miles from just a rebuild perspective.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to talk yourself into winning and if you think the Browns are...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Delusional about it, whatever, and you want to have fun rooting for the team this year, and Miles being on that team, you're obviously going to have a lot more fun rooting for the Browns. Like, did they play it smartly by just waiting, knowing this was going to happen? This is how free agency works.
Yeah. So Jim Correa on Twitter, Ken, Twitter Reactions is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Ken, interesting about Hendrickson. Curious. If he can be so easily accepted by another team over Garrett, why do we absolutely have to hold on to him in lieu of trading him? I don't know. I think we're at the point where trading him is best for the team. I think a lot of people just believe in general, like, hey, you're a 3-win football team. This team got old quick. There's a lot of holes that we have to fill. Trading him would probably be what's best for the team because it's the thing where you wouldn't care that much about the cap hit. You would just decide to move on. And now we have to focus on the draft picks. But, again, you have to deal with who's making the draft picks that nobody really trusts to make the draft picks. The longer you hold on to him, the more that you have to talk yourself into taking other things. Have we all agreed in this room that Miles is worth 2 first-round picks?
Yeah.
General public. Okay.
Yeah.
So we all agree that. Now you have to start to talk yourself once Trey Hendrickson is traded somewhere else, once Joey Bosa is signed. And damn, I know we got another 40-something days until the draft, but if the draft comes and goes and he's still here, all right, well, now we got other players with other teams that they're going to be excited about. Like, we got to get going on this deal if we're going to get going on this deal. Because if you do hold on to him past the trade, it's like, hey, I can go out and give up 2 first-round picks for next year for Myles Garrett, but I got my guy in the second round, and he's going to work with my veteran, and he's going to be okay. And I don't need to be going and giving up all that for Myles Garrett, all right? They could talk themselves into it. So now you have to talk yourself into going, would I take 1 first-round pick for Myles Garrett? Because if you have a possibility to get 2, and now you're talking yourself into 1, that's not how the business is supposed to work. If you're Miles, the only thing I could say is repercussion is saying, hey, I'm the player. You either have me or you don't. I'm better than Trey Hendrickson. I'm better than Max Crosby. I'm better than Joey Bosa. You either have me or you don't. So those guys will come at a cheaper price, but they also are not going to put out the same output that I have. So you hope that nobody else gets hurt on your defense and that your defense is going to be able to go out. Now, Hire Roseman, I think, has all the confidence in the world of the defense that he's put together. So that might not be the right message to send to Philadelphia. Washington's uncharted waters. They were a 4-win football team before. Now they're a team that's expected to make the playoffs with their quarterback. They're a team that's expected to make a run again. Maybe you can get Washington to jump in. Buffalo is a desperate team. Maybe you can get Buffalo. And their defense, I mean, they got holes. They got holes. And maybe they would feel that either A, we'd rather draft and take young and cheap, or B, hey, we got to go for the gusto. We're only going to have this quarterback for so long, and we can't be turning him to the second run of Jim Kelly here. We got to cash in. We ran into guys before. Those were complete teams. We're running into Patrick Mahomes now. We got to get going with this young man. So Buffalo might be an option still. I mean, there's going to be good options out there. But I also want the most I can get. I want 2 first-round picks. I want a mid-round pick, too. I want a player, possibly. I want as much as I could possibly get. And I think every day that we are separated from the original trade request and we go through all these other names is a day that he becomes less valuable to other teams in the NFL. And I think that should probably make a Browns fan feel even worse because Miles doesn't want to be here. He's made that clear. The Browns don't want to move on from him, but it feels like I don't want to hold a player hostage and now I'm going to get less if I get rid of him. Great. So now I can't even look forward to that because we love a draft. We love good ideas. 216-474-0092. Tom in Cleveland. He goes right to the front of the line. He's first up on the fan. Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
Morning. Go ahead.
Hey, Miles signed a contract. I don't know nowhere else where you can sign a contract and halfway through the contract you can say I want more unless you're in sports. Personally, I'd say you signed the contract. Play the contract out like Conklin's going to do. And when he's done, throw the franchise tag on him for a couple years.
Well, are you just mad at Miles and you're trying to stick it to Miles, or do you believe that he's what's best for the franchise?
I don't know. If they don't have to up his contract by putting the franchise tag on him, they still got that money to work with that for renegotiating
Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think that they have a contract, Tom. Thank you for the call. They have a contract that's sitting right there for him. I'd be willing to guess. I don't know for a fact,
yeah, so
but I
far,
think they probably have.
According to the reports and even what he's kind of said is it's not about the money in this situation. Yeah. He just doesn't want to be here.
They have that probably sitting there for Myles Garrett. So it's up to him. He doesn't want to play for a team that doesn't seem to have an option to win right now. And I don't know how much that can change, but he seems dead set on doing that. And in so many ways, it's like, yeah, we could find other people. The player is the product in the NFL. So Miles could say for all parties involved, to the Eagles, which the Eagles are a bad argument for this, but to Washington, to Buffalo, to a few other teams, okay, either have me or you don't. And for the Browns, hey, either you have me or you don't, but you get the picks. Because you could have me and I could just retire. If I really wanted to be nasty about this, I could just retire. And, oh, you got my rights and I can't work in the NFL, but I still retired. And you don't have me and your fan base is mad at you. Or you don't have the picks either. So it works against the Browns.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.